It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. As students to return to the classroom, what can we expect in the year ahead? Our guest this morning is Somerville Union High School Superintendent of the District, Michael Merrill. It's good to have you with us. Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
And I was just wondering, how have the first few weeks of school gone this year?
It's been a great start so far. Students are excited to be back, and we're excited to have them back. I always say that summertime is boring without the students because we're there, but the students are not. So glad to have them all back.
What are you hearing from most of them? What are they excited about this year?
A lot of them sharing what they did for the summer, jobs they had, and plans they have in terms of going off to college after high school, and just what they expect for the school year. All are excited.
In terms of what the school offers that might be different in terms of college prep and stuff like that, what does the school offer?
We offer, of course, our complete battery of core academic subjects, and we feature career technical education programs in agriculture, automotive, and manufacturing, also a biomechanical or biomedical pathways, and just, you know, our world languages, math classes, history, science, and so forth. We have a complete fine and performing arts department as well at our Connections Visual and Performing Arts Academy.
And what do the students learn in that program?
In that program, they feature either band or choir, dance, theater, and technical theater as well, learning all the soundboard and lighting and so forth. So all kinds of opportunities get involved.
So it gives them a leg up when they go to the college, whether it be 2-year, 4-year.
Absolutely, or go directly into the workforce, and they can have those great skills that they can hone.
One of the questions I wanted to ask you is, what are the various schools and entities included under the Somerville Union High School District, and give a description of each one of those?
So we have our main campus has about 603 students right now, and that's Somerville High School and our Connections Visual and Performing Arts Academy, which is a dependent charter on our campus. Then we also have our independent study program on the main campus. But then in addition, we have three necessary small schools operating at Mountain High, Cold Springs, and South Fork. And then we have an alternative high school operating at Long Barn. And then we have an adult ed program, which also is operating out of our Cold Springs site. So a variety of different programs that if students need smaller settings, more one-on-one attention, or need credit recovery, those can happen through the necessary smalls or alternative ed settings.
How many students do you have in those range of different
entities? It can range anywhere from 1 to 5 students at our necessary smalls generally, but then our alternative ed setting is usually right around 20 students, 20 to 22 students.
And I think you mentioned Connections Academy.
Yes.
Can you give us a broader description and explain a little about what it actually is and does and what the students get out of it?
Absolutely. So the Connections Academy, as I mentioned, is a dependent charter. So it operates under the Somerville Union High School District School Board. And it is on the main campus. So students that are on the main campus, you wouldn't know if they are a Connections student or a Somerville High student. They are in the same classes. They're all heading toward a high school diploma and then on to whatever their next steps are. But a Connections student is required to take at least 2 fine or performing arts classes in addition to their core academics and other electives. So they're constantly involved in either the band, one of the choirs, the theater program. We have guitar. We have photography and video production, so there's a variety of things and a full scope of art programs as well. The dry art, I call them the dry or the wet arts, you know, the painting and
yes.
All the, and so forth. So it's a great opportunity for kids, and it's what makes Somerville really unique.
I was going to say, it sounds like it enables students to see beyond high school and what their future could be with these different, you know, music and band and, you know, art and all those things.
Right. I would agree. And I think it's one of the best kept secrets in the world, quite honestly. It's what makes, as I mentioned, makes Somerville unique, but it's the best of both public and private.
Typically, how many students are you seeing that take you up on this program?
We usually have, well, we have a 7th and 8th grade program, and so there are 30 students in that program. And then we have the high school program, the 9-12, so that students can be with us for 6 full years if they start in the 7th grade program.
Oh, wow.
So they really have an opportunity to experience the arts at a very deep level. But I would say right now we have about 170 students that are in the Connections program.
And what's your total enrollment?
We have about 620 students total in the district.
So a fair amount are taking advantage of it.
Yeah, about a third of the campus is Connections.
And have you heard back from any students who went and now they're in either college or they're out working, and have they told you what that experience meant for them?
Absolutely. We have my executive assistant is a graduate of the Connections program, and she's now back at the school. Yesterday, she was helping with auditions for our first play of the year. And my CBO's daughter, also a Connections graduate, is back helping with the costuming and looking forward to being a part of the program. So
that sounds great. And since you brought it up, what is the musical that you're going to have as your first theater production?
So our first theater production this year, it's called High School Musical, which has been a Disney show, as well a TV show, as well as a play. And we're excited because we get to offer so many different parts this year. So lots and lots of participation. We had 29 students show up for audition yesterday.
Wow.
And so, you know, it'll be really fun to see this coming up in the next month. So.
And that show, is it kind of like, remember the show Glee from years past? Is it kind of that kind of?
It is. It's very, very exciting. Lots of singing and dancing. And so the kids will love it.
I'm sure. And I'm sure it'll sell out nice for you guys.
We hope so. Because we always like to have the elementary schools come over and view it as well. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Then I wanted to ask you, anything new or exciting this year on campus that you want to tell everyone about?
So we started off with our No Backpack Day, which this is the second time we've done that, the first day of school. And we had Dr. Layman Hicks come as an inspirational speaker. And he really did a great job of kind of showing the kids what life is all about and how to stay involved with life and make good choices for yourself. It gave the students an opportunity to interact with the staff and the staff to interact with the students without going through all the administrivia, as I call it, on day one. But just to reconnect after a summer break and know that we're all here as one big happy family.
That sounds like it was helpful to the students.
Yes, absolutely. And then we also start our year off with our theme. The Bears Are Back in Town is the theme for this year.
I like it.
And it's painted on the rock in front of the school's office, as it is annually. And it also becomes the theme for our yearbook, which happens in the spring. So lots of work going into that throughout the year, obviously. Mr. Suggs does a great job of getting pictures and articles done with his yearbook staff. So,
do you guys have a big yearbook?
It is a big yearbook. Lots of color features, and they do a lot of work in trying to get ads so they can help defray the cost of the yearbook, keep it as low as possible. But it's always a very well-received yearbook. Our kids love it, and I certainly look at my yearbooks from high school every once in a while, especially if I'm going to a reunion. Great way to catch up with who's there and just remember our memories.
And that sure does with the little notes that everyone writes.
Absolutely.
In there. And you can even put a face to the name, you know,
right,
and remember, gosh, I was once that young.
Yeah. And do we look the same anymore?
Not going to comment on that one. Thank you. We're going to take a quick little break here. And we have been talking to Somerville Union High School District Superintendent Michael Merrill about this coming school year. And of course, we will be right back. But first, we have to mention our sponsor. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And stay with us. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. As students return to the classroom, what can we expect in the year ahead? Our guest this morning is Somerville Union High School District Superintendent Michael Merrill. And we were talking about any new or exciting things this year on campus. And I was wondering, have there been any notable staffing changes this year at the high school that you want to tell us about?
You bet. Every year we seem to have some staffing changes. It's exciting to bring new people on, and it's kind of a bitter farewell to those that have left, obviously. But we're excited to say that we have a second campus supervisor on campus now. Jeremy McDonald has joined Matt Anderson in that role. We have a returning paraeducator in Cassie Mason, who has returned to us. We're excited she's there. We also have Rachel Talavera-Dean has joined us in our math department. Mike Rouse has joined us as not only a PE teacher, but also our athletic director. Very important position for us. Alex Hamilton has joined us from Soasbyville Elementary in our science department. And Ryan Liebenberg has joined one of our necessary small schools, Mountain High. Sarah Castle has returned to us after maternity leave. We're excited to have her back.
Nice.
In our art department. And Dan Atkins has rejoined our staff, and he's teaching social studies and senior seminar. He was previously a teacher at the school as well as an administrator, and he took a year off and now is back. And then we have Chelsea Rodriguez, who's joined us as a paraeducator. So always glad to have new people on board. We appreciate them.
Is that the typical amount of turnover you usually see from year to year? Or?
You know, it just depends. This is probably about average for what I've seen since I've been there. This is my sixth year, so I think that's about average, but we don't like to lose people, that's for sure.
And since you brought up it's your sixth year,
yeah.
what's the one thing, when you first got to Somerville, what was the main thing you wanted to do or accomplish when you got there?
I just wanted to be a part of the traditions that are Somerville. I spent 25 years in Calaveras Unified across the creek, and I've tried for years to figure out how to get into this blessed place called Somerville, and finally figured out a way. So I'm very happy to be there. But I think just being a part of the colleague status that's there. It's a great group of people and fabulous students.
Has it, in these past years, met your expectations?
It certainly has, and then some. So I enjoy being there.
Is there any one thing that you point to that really made you feel like you had succeeded in a goal that you had?
I would say the being able to just build capacity within people that are at the school, making sure that students have their needs met, and just making sure that they understand that we really love and care for them. That's the most important thing, that, you know, high school students especially are seeking that idea of getting ready. What's my life going to be like after I leave? Because it is a major change. And so letting them know that they always have a home back here to come home to.
Well, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Of course, during those 6 years, you were the superintendent heading up when we had COVID.
Yes.
And I would imagine that was quite the experience that you had. What was the biggest lesson that you got out of that?
I think the biggest lesson was to remain in a learning status. You know, we were all trying to learn together through this process. Certainly not anything I would wish on anybody ever again. I don't want to return to that. I want people to realize that we went through that and we can come out equally as strong on the end as we came into it. But we learned that sometimes it was a very difficult situation and everybody had their own opinions on it. But the most important thing was we just wanted to get school open as quickly as we could. And I felt very successful at Somerville about that. We opened up in the end of September of 2020, which was quite a bit ahead of other schools. And we were successful at that, thanks to our staff and a community that supported us.
Well, and it really brought, I think, the schools and the staffs and the parents and the students all together working towards a common goal if they could.
Yeah.
And that must have been hard to get everyone on the same page of, you know, wanting to open up.
Right. It was difficult. And I was fortunate that our staff was willing to do that and our board was extremely supportive. So, again, I just thank everybody for their patience through that process.
And as things get back to normal at the school, in relation to the pre-pandemic, what does it seem like? Does that seem like a long time ago, or how do you look back at it?
there are times it seems like a really long time ago, and then other times when you think, oh my gosh, they're still reporting cases of COVID, and you think, no, we can't go back down that road again. So we just have to make sure that we do everything we can to be as successful as we were during that process. We still need to educate our students. They deserve that. And it's our job to make sure that happens.
With the new strain of COVID that's come out, has that impacted the school at all, or are you not seeing much?
We haven't seen huge amounts, but we have had a couple of staff that have reported being ill. So we report those out when that happens to our staff. But I'm hoping that, you know, people are safe and that they're healthy.
Of course, you don't want a cluster that comes and goes through the whole school.
We absolutely do not.
And then I wanted to ask you, what do you think makes Somerville High School so unique?
I have to start with the students. I think I will walk through that campus every day. Students will hold a door open for me as I'm leaving a room. In turn, adults, we hold doors open for our students. Students are caring. They're kind. They're polite. I feel very fortunate that we have our little Berg there. As I referred to earlier, it's probably one of our best-kept secrets. But I feel that between our students, a great staff, and a highly supportive community, we're in the right place. This is really a good place to be.
And, you know, there's plenty of news that you hear across the nation of the shortage of teachers,
right,
and finding good teachers. What have you found in regards to teachers and hiring? Are you having problems?
I think it depends on the subject area. We hear a lot that math teachers, special education teachers, science teachers, they're difficult to find. I feel that, having a competitive salary schedule has helped us. I feel that we're able to attract and retain good quality teachers. And so I feel like we've done well, but you hear about up and down the state, you know, some large districts, obviously, that are 30 or 40 teachers short starting a year. We've been very, very fortunate, and knock on wood, I want to keep it that way. So I think it is difficult, though, to find staff.
In regards to the salaries, they're not the same as in the larger cities, correct?
Correct. Every school district has a different salary schedule. So
are you competing with that other areas being able to pay more?
Well, you do. When people are looking for jobs, it just depends on the salaries. It depends on finding housing and finding a job that's in your specific credentialed area. So there are lots of factors that go into looking for jobs for teachers.
And when you read back to me the people who came on this year, it sounded like a lot of them were coming back.
Yes, we have some returning home, which is great. Our Bears returned to the den, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, are you surprised by that?
Not really. No, I feel very fortunate when that happens, because I know that there must be an affinity for this place like I have. And I know that our kids are fortunate in that regard when they have good people come back to them.
And what do you hear from those staff or teachers that come back? What do they tell you? Why?
Some of them have, you know, finished a sabbatical. Some have been off of maternity leave. Others have moved back into the state after leaving the state. So there's just a variety of reasons why people have left. But then when they see that, you know, they were happy here and they want to return, it just makes for a good mix.
Yeah, quality of life is important.
Absolutely.
All right, and we're going to have to take another break right here. We are discussing the return to the classroom and what can be expected in the year ahead with our guest, Somerville Union High School District Superintendent Michael Merrill. And, of course, before we take our break, we have to acknowledge our sponsor. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And we will be right back. And welcome back to Motherlode Views. Once again, I am Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are talking about students returning to the classroom and what is expected in the year ahead with our guest, Somerville Union High School District Superintendent Michael Merrill. Are there any campus improvement projects on the horizon that you want to tell us about?
There's always something happening on school campuses. So for us, a couple different things. We have some sewer replacement projects that need to be completed. We're also looking at redoing our discus ring, which is currently in the middle of our stadium. We need to move it to the outskirts of the stadium, so it's outside for safety reasons. And that was part of a bond project, and so we're going to use remaining bond funds to finish that project and put that discus ring in the correct location. We will also be looking this year at replacement of our 400 wing of classrooms. That's five old portables with a portable restroom structure at the end of it. And those have been there since the early 80s. They've been modernized once already, so they're not eligible for modernization again. So we're looking at, do we do stick-built, tilt-up, or modular construction? So we're starting a building committee on that to find out exactly what is going to be needed, and then the process for getting an architect and then going to the building project, and then obviously the financing around that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
We don't have a bond for that, and the state is potentially looking at another state-level facilities bond, and so we want to make sure that we can be shovel-ready for that if that does come about. So that's work to be done this year.
In terms of the upgrade, what are you looking at? Are they going to be bigger classrooms, or what is the upgrade?
It's actually going to be the same size classrooms. They're 960 square foot classrooms. We hope that they'll be all under one roof instead of, you know, all those separate roof structures, which means the potential for more leaking. So we really want something that is going to be better suited for student learning and for our staff to be teaching in.
Do you think you're going to have a hard time getting that money, or do you feel confident that you'll be able to get the money?
Well, we're going to have to start with a certificate of participation, which is a low-interest loan that schools can take out. And then we just have to make sure that we can fund that with annual payments through the general fund. So that's not requiring funding from the community. It's going to be general fund obligation money then.
And what do you think the total cost is going to be? Do you have a range?
It's probably between $3 and $5 million. To get that project completed.
Yeah, so that's a nice chunk of change.
It's a big project, so.
Is there anything that students or parents or anyone can do to help in the process or help get the ball rolling, anything?
Well, I think the biggest one, if there is a statewide facilities bond, having our voters vote in favor of that. You know, part of what we need to work with as small rural school districts is when facilities bonds pass at the state level, I don't want to see all the money go to large districts in the urban centers. We need to remember that our small rural school districts have needs as well. And so that's why, again, we have to be ready, shovel ready, so the project can go.
Have all your ducks in a row, as they say.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and how would you describe the current financial state of the district, since we're talking about this new project and financing?
So I would say that Somerville Union High School District is on solid financial footing. It's a good place to be. One of the concerns that we have is that there can always be a downturn in our state and federal economy. We've seen that. It is a cyclical process. And in my 35 years of education, I've seen quite a few of those downturns. And sometimes they can be pretty extreme, like we saw with the Great Recession. So I think we're fortunate that our school board has always been fiscally conservative. And so that has allowed us to keep up with our building projects, with serving the programs that the students have, and making sure that we can staff our schools and programs appropriately. So I would say that, again, we always approach, you know, anything that we do with a sense of let's be knowledgeable about this, let's share where we are, which is why we do budget committee meetings. We talk to our school board and make sure that our public is aware of what's happening as well. It's important.
Speaking of getting involved, you said you have some news to break today.
We do. I unfortunately became aware that one of our school board members needs to resign her position. Andrea Ransom joined our school board last year, and she was previously also an employee of ours, and then she became a school board member, but she has an ailing relative to take care of out of state, and so they need to move out of state at this time, and a school board member has to live within the jurisdiction of their district, so she has to resign her position.
So now, if someone wants to go for that position, what do they need to do, and what is the next step for the school board?
So for us, our next step is to make sure that resignation gets to our county superintendent of schools, Zach Abernathy, and then he has to authorize that we can either go with a special election, or we can go through a provisional interview of possible candidates. And that's the choice that we would prefer, is instead of paying for a special election, that we would go through interviewing candidates. And Somerville has been through that process before. And so what we would do is we'll set application window. And so our next school board meeting is on the 13th, and the board will be discussing our procedure. And we would like to have applications in to the district by the end of this month, so that we can set our first board meeting in October for interviews for interested candidates. And then the board can hear from them. And then at that time, they would choose a candidate to become the next school board member. And the board does all this approving and interviewing in open session. Mm-hmm. And so they ask questions of each of the candidates that wish to be provisional board members. And then at that point, they decide who they would like for the board. And then that I issue the oath of office, and that board member becomes active immediately.
And for those who may want to go for that position, what would you say in terms of what the school's looking for to fill that position? What characteristics?
Very good question. I think that the most important thing is that they're going to be willing to work with our existing board, that they're going to be willing to hear from the community and bring the community's concerns to the forefront, that they are supportive of the staff and students and programs that we have at the school already, and that we're always looking to improve our craft. That's the most important thing. So we want people that have kind of a variety of interests and experiences and groups that they can be a part of, so that we get as much information as a school board as possible to make the right decisions.
How long does the whole process usually take if you go with the process you want?
It'll be about a month and a half. So we have 60 days to do this whole process. So we try, well, hopefully if we can get it scheduled properly, we would want to do it within a month and a half.
How many candidates are you hoping to have?
Boy, if we could get three or four candidates to throw their hat in the ring, that would be fabulous. That shows an interest, so.
My last question is,
yes,
as we're talking about the school, is in terms of the varsity football team, I just was wondering, what is your prediction for this year for the team?
Well, let's see. I always have a positive outlook on this because I watch Coach Leveros and all of the players closely on Friday nights, and it's always fun to see. I would love to see them make playoffs again this year. I think that we have a quality group of guys out there and a good coaching staff, so I really predict that we will make playoffs.
What does that do for the school's morale, for the student, when you're able to make that accomplishment?
When you have a small school like we are and you see them continue on in any sport, it's just a great opportunity to celebrate and showcase the kids for their phenomenal work.
I bet. Yeah. Well, I have enjoyed talking with you. We have been speaking with Somerville Union High School District Superintendent Michael Merrill all about the upcoming school year. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. And, of course, we'll have another Motherlode Views next week. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.